This is Greg Karambas of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe, who is also a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. On Thursday and Friday, the committee is expected to take up the issue of repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which has now been recommended by the Pentagon, as well as President Obama. We also want to get Senator Inhofe's analysis of the much-debated START treaty, the nuclear deal between the Obama administration and Russia, which many conservatives are very concerned about.
Both wrong. Both wrong. Now, I'm a veteran. I served in the United States Army many years ago. And I could, anyone who's listening to us now, if they ever went through basic training, if they were ever in combat, they would understand why this would not work. And I don't have to really elaborate on that. But I would say that the worst thing that they did, and to refute the second assertion that you mentioned, is in January they said that they were going to survey the troops in the field, all troops, and find out what they thought about this issue. Well, then the Democrats, on one date, I think it was March the 17th, in both the House and the Senate, repealed it in the Senate and the House Armed Services Committees, the defense authorization bills. Well, those have not been taken up yet, and they're going to try to take those up again during this session because they know that we will take out the two provisions on gays in the military serving openly and abortions once the new Congress gets in January. But the main objection I have to it is that all of the troops, and I'm going to be actually in Afghanistan spending New Year's Eve with the troops. I'm very close to them. I can't find one yet that doesn't tell me this thing wouldn't work and why didn't they ask us before they decided to do it. Well, they just did it right down party lines. It was pushed by the Democrats and the president. And so now they're saying, well, the Army is all right. Well, they're not all right with it. The military isn't, because the notice that they sent out, instead of saying, how do you stand on this issue, soldiers? They said, we've decided to do this. How can we best implement it? So that's how they railroaded them. And I think that right now we have the best retention we've ever had since our voluntary military came in. And it really bothers me that this is going to adversely affect our ability to defend America.
Senator, let me have you comment quickly now on the START treaty. And that's, of course, the nuclear disarmament deal between the Obama administration and the Russians, negotiated over a period of months. The president in recent weeks has called this the number one national security priority. It says there's absolutely no reason why this shouldn't be approved in the lame duck session. I know you've got several misgivings about this. Explain briefly to our listeners the main reasons why you believe the Senate ought to reject this treaty, or at least ought not to take it up in this session.
Let me do that, but just a couple of areas that I think are important. It goes back. Remember Gorbachev and Reagan and Reykjavik?
Sure.
And he came back and he said, no, we prefer, this is a quote, we prefer no agreement than to bring home a bad agreement to the United States. This is a bad agreement. First of all, it's everybody knows what START 1 and START 2 are. START 3 is just an acceleration of that. It is between two parties, Russia and the United States. It talks about our nuclear stockpile, how we're going to be reducing our ability to have a nuclear stockpile and a delivery system. They also say in there that if we do anything to enhance our missile defense system, that that will break the treaty. Well, our problem, Greg, our problem is not with Russia. Our problem is with China and with North Korea and with Syria and with Iran. We know that Iran's going to have the capability of sending a missile to eastern United States and western Europe by 2015. They'll have a delivery system to send one. We know that. It's not even classified. And for us to say that we're going to have this treaty with Russia, the treaty's with the wrong people. That's not the problem. The problem is allowing us to enhance our missile defense system to knock down a missile coming in from Iran, and I have no doubt but what that's going to happen.
Senator, many critical issues that you're dealing with. We thank you so much for taking the time to go through them with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, I'm Greg Karambas of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.